What a world. Welcome to a new episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, Brand Janu. Facebook, The Brand Janu Show. And before they get rid of it, TikTok, Brand Janu Show. So just go follow me on all of those social media platforms, man. But where you really can find me is just plain old YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Man, I'm in and out this year with over 200 subscribers on my YouTube channel. So to anybody that's been subscribing, watching, messing with it, man, I thank y'all so much. Hopefully in 2025 we can continue to grow. Hopefully, you know, this continues to grow. This is officially the season finale, well, part one of season finale. I got one episode to record tonight, three tomorrow. So I'll be finished with the season, this podcast season 10, pretty much after tomorrow night, hopefully. So yeah, but tonight kicks it off, and tonight is Life and Times with Music. They are my top 10 songs of 2024. There's been some great songs this year. Listen, I don't listen to the radio, so it's either had to really hit my ear or I had to really fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? So I compiled a list of my top 10 songs. Some of my favorite music this year. You might see a couple artists on this list a couple times. I'm not gonna even sit up here and lie. Like a couple of these artists ain't on this list a couple times. But yeah, man. Let's get into it, man. So let's close out this year the right way. Y'all right now I do my top 10 list. I go from 10 to 1, talk about why I love each song. And yeah. By the way, I will be back with my top 10 list next year. A couple more top 10 lists. I'm actually going to do movies next year too. So that's something new coming to it. So it'll be Life and Times with Movies. So that's coming next year as well. So I don't stop working, man. I don't stop creating. I just got to find new outlets to do it. Also, the debate's coming back next year. Like I said, my Life and Times of Music top 10 list will be back next year. My artist breakdown, my album breakdown, everything will be back next year. But I get into that after I'm done with the list. At number 10, starting off at number 10, is Luther from Kendrick Lamar and SZA. The reason why this song is so low is because it just literally came out. I can't give it super high up there. It's the greatest song of the year. It just fucking came out. I don't know what it's going to be in a couple years. But I will give it the respect that it deserves because it is a good fucking song. Short as shit, I will say that, though. Kendrick's had a big year. Let's be real. Let's keep it 100. He's had a massive year. I will be doing my point of view of random shit tomorrow to close out the year. That's one of the episodes I got to record tomorrow. But Kendrick's had a big year. And the Gen X album, even though I don't personally go back to listen to it because that's not really an album I'm listening to, bumping every day. This song is fire. This probably might be the only song that I would even go back and listen to for real because it's a fire fucking song. I want to see how they're going to look on the tour. The tour that's about to go down between Kendrick and SZA is going to be really dope. I'm still debating if I want to go buy tickets for it. I'm still debating. It's good music. And you get to see SZA, so yeah. But Luther's a dope song. Taking, of course, the legendary, the iconic, one of the greatest singers of all time, Luther Vandross, taking, you know, If This World Was Mine, I mean, come on, like, take that song and sample it and bring it into this new generation. Hell yeah, it's supposed to be a hit. Like I said when I talked about this album, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. It's certain artists you can't fuck up. Like, you cannot fuck up that sample. Oh my, if you fuck up that sample, We got a problem. We may have literally a problem. But Luther's a dope song. Like I said, just came out, so I can't put it super high on this list, but I will put it at number 10 because it's a dope fucking song. Like, yeah, like I said, if I was to listen to any song off that project for real, it would be probably that one. Easily. Like, easily. So, yeah. Number 9 on the list is 16 Carriages by Beyonce. Yes. Her country album was cool. I listened to it. It was cool. It wasn't super crazy. It was cool. I like this way more than the Texas Hold'em song. I thought Texas Hold'em got a lot of hype and it wasn't really that good. I thought this was more of her speed. I think if she had a lot more of these songs on her country album, I probably would fuck with it even more. But yeah, this song was her speed. I thought this was beautiful. I thought it was a mixture of country, but it was also a mixture of R&B. And it played perfectly. I think Texas Hold'em, I think she was trying a little bit too hard, to be honest with you. But I think 16 Carriages was perfect. It was a perfect blend. I remember when the song came out, I kept listening to it, and I'm like, damn, this is perfect for her. This is the country Beyonce I could fuck with. Like, and yeah, I thought Texas Hold'em, I think a lot of people put a lot of stock into that shit, and it really wasn't good. But if you was to tell me this was the song to blow up for her, then off that country album, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense, because this feels like an actual song that feels like Beyonce that's incorporating the R&B side of herself and also the country side. It's like, okay, this is perfect. But yeah, I thought 16 Carriages was the best song she put out the whole time. So yeah, I love this song. I thought it was a really good song. I still listen to it. It's really a dope song. And you know, just I think the beat, everything about it, like hearing the horses, you know, everything, it was just perfect. It was a perfect song for us. So I thought that was a really dope song. So 16 Carriages is definitely on my list at number 9. Number 8. I love her. Gorilla featuring T-Pain. That shit brings me back so much to my 2000s, bro. Like this shit, yo, T-Pain is the fucking man. Here's the thing, bro. There's two artists I would easily sit there and say. I know a lot of people would say it's Kanye. Somewhat, but I would say Lil Wayne and T-Pain are literally the embodiment of this generation. T-Pain, Lil Wayne is the reason for why this generation is the way it is. If you listen to Lil Wayne and T-Pain in the 2000s, look at all the artists that came from that type of field. Travis Scott, Future, Young Thug, all of them. Kind of came from the Lil Wayne T-Pain tree. And I Love Her is a dope ass fucking song. See, to hear T-Pain in 2024 on a massive fucking song like that is crazy. Gorilla had an incredible fucking year. She's been having a great couple years, but this feels like she just dropped a really good project. Her album was dope. It had a lot of hits off that bitch, but this was the song I feel like a lot of people are going to say is the hit. When I heard this song, I was like, damn, this feels like a 2000 song. Like, I was like, holy shit, this feels like T-Pain featuring Gorilla. Like, this feels like, you know, saying like, I like, shit, this shit sounds fucking crazy. She killed it. He killed it. T-Pain, like I said, is one of those artists that you just respect to the day you die because of what he's accomplished and what he's given to the game, man. One of the greatest feature artists of all time, one of the greatest influential artists of all time. Anybody that sits there and tells you T-Pain, you still can't see T-Pain's DNA in this generation. You stupid as a motherfucker. You see how many artists still use auto-tune? Come on, bro. Like, let's not do this. T-Pain Gorilla killed it, and I'm so happy that T-Pain is getting his flowers now, and Gorilla is one of the best female rappers in the game. I think people don't want to. It took a minute for people to really weigh it out and see what was going on, but I think she has the best potential to possibly be some. I think her and Latto are the two that are going to probably stand the test of time because they actually understand how to make music. I'm not saying Meg is not good at it. I'm not saying a lot of these female rappers, but it was a massive overhaul of female rappers at one point, and now it feels like it's just two. It's Latto and it's Gorilla, and it's just like, okay, who's gonna be the one for this generation? And it really is between them two. I'm not trying to make it a competition or anything like that, but it feels like it's just them two. It feels like those are the two women that are going to be the conversation when it's all said and done of who's the best female rapper of this generation. So, yeah. Number seven. I can never be nobody's number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. Oh, yes, sir. You know, push-ups is coming on this motherfucker at some point. Listen, I talked about this beef too much for my liking. I'm gonna be honest, and I gotta talk about it one more time tomorrow. I talked about this beef a little bit too much for my liking. Push-ups is a dope ass fucking song. It's fucking dope. Now, here's the thing. I actually had Family Matters on the list first, and then I took it off. Because I started listening to Push Ups and I listened to Family Matters, and I'm like, the three beat switch up is dope as fuck for Family Matters. But I feel like Push Ups was just so disrespectful. This nigga Drake literally stopped the track and said, Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. When he said that shit, oh my God, I felt bad for Metro. I felt bad for Metro. I was like, God damn, Metro, I don't even know how you survived that. I was like, ah, damn, nigga, how you survived that? Yeah, that was top tier disrespectful. Top tier disrespectful. yeah, but number seven is push-ups, man. I gotta give Drizzy his credit for the beef. I know a lot of people don't want to, but push-ups is probably the, I would say, is the second best song of the beef. And I know a lot of people sit there and tell me, no, it's not Euphoria, it's this, is that. Drake had like two, three songs I felt like was the better songs. But because people just was not gonna give it to him, they were just not gonna give it to him no matter what. Yeah, so they try to play these songs, but I feel like Push Ups was one of the most creative songs. Push Ups was dope as fuck, and a lot of the times, again, you're shooting shots at everybody. It's damn near impossible. Like when you shoot shots at everybody, it's damn near impossible. And he pulled it off pretty fucking well in the first go around. So. Yeah, and then he did it again on Family Matters. So, I mean, maybe stop fucking with that nigga. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. All right, hold on. Okay, number six is A Plate of Collard Greens. Daylight featuring J. Cole. This is just rap. Straight fucking lyrical ability. Cole is the best rapper of this generation. Better than Kendrick. Better than Drake. I've always said that. I've always said Cole is one of the best rappers of this generation. I wish that I could get a chance to see him perform tonight, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. If I had the money, boy, I'd be first in line to go get them fucking tickets. I'd be in New York right now, MSG Stadium, and be fucking happy than a motherfucker. J. Cole is one of the greatest rappers to ever fucking do it. His legacy will always be intertwined with bullshit, but really his legacy is he's the best rapper out of all of them. The man's pen game is crazy. And then you hear a legendary, you know, battle rapper like Daylight getting out his just due. This was awesome. This was a great fucking song, man. And both of them rapped their ass off, man. If you don't give Daylight his respect, his credibility for the lyrical ability that he has, and don't worry, because he will be back on this list with J. Cole in a couple minutes, so don't worry about that. But A Plate of Collard Greens. If you never heard just lyrical ability in the one of the best rap songs of the year, then Plate of Collard Greens is the song you need to go listen to. I would easily tell you that right the fuck now. Go listen to Plate of Collard Greens. It's one of the best rap songs of the whole fucking year. So before I get into my top five, I gotta recap it clearly. At number 10 was Luther, Kendrick, and SZA. Number 9 was 16 Carriages by Beyonce. Number 8 was I Love Her, Gorilla featuring T-Pain. Number 7 was Push Ups by Drake. Number 6 was A Plate of Collard Greens, Daylight, and J. Cole. Number five. Oh yeah, number five. If I fuck up on this word, do not judge me. Circadian Rhythm by Drake. Circadian Rhythm. This shit is fucking classic, man. This shit, of course, it was after the beef. Everybody immediately started jumping out the window. He dropped 100 gigs, and this is one of the songs off the 100 gigs. I think this was the second batch of 100 gig songs he dropped. Circadian Rhythm is the shit. Oh, that fucking sounds hard. That I don't know who the fuck he sampled from for that song or what. But whoever the fuck sampled and produced that song needs a fucking raise for real, for real. That sample is legendary, bro. Oh, that shit was fucking legendary, bro. That sample, that song, everything about that song is fucking fire. So anybody that's in the dish trying to tell you that that song ain't fire, you are fucking lying. Lying, nigga. Circadian Rhythm is the shit. Drake. I wish he would have put this on an album. But I get that he did it because he just wanted people to shut the fuck up. I totally understood. But Circadian Rhythm is the shit. Circadian Rhythm is the fucking song for me this whole year by Drake that I thought was just like signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, this shit is hard. This shit is hard. I fuck with No Face. I fuck with It's Up. But I feel like this was just I feel with SOD. I don't really like the Latto song that he did with Latto. That shit kind of is whatever. Yeah, out of all the 100 gig songs, that would probably be my least favorite. But this is Circadian Rhythm is my favorite fucking song that he put out after the beef, and I thought it was the best fucking song he put out after the beef. So yeah. How the fuck I'm still up? Ooh. Niggas don't speak my language. Ooh, that shit was fire, nigga. Number four. Pie. J. Cole featuring Daylight and Ab Solo. I told you that I was coming up soon. I don't lie. I never lie. I don't lie. Lyrical ability is being generous. Like, lyrical ability is being generous. They gave motherfuckers the true definition of wordplay. They showed people the true definition of wordplay. You got three rappers, Ab Solo and Daylight by themselves are having a fucking conversation. I don't know who came up with that thought process. But thank you. Because they sat there and went back and forth for one verse. Do-do-do-do. And it was like, do-do-do-do-do. I don't know if they split the 16 bars, 8 bars a piece. I don't know what it was. But man, oh man, oh man. If you ain't, excuse me, if you ain't never heard this song, which is damn near impossible to sit there and say you never heard this song, it's fucking phenomenal. And of course, J. Cole coming on at the end. And just rapping his fucking ass off, bro. I don't care what no one say. This is probably the rap song of the year. If you're just talking about the rapping ability, this is probably the best rap song of the whole fucking year. Pie by J. Cole featuring Daylight and Ab Solo off of My Delete Later. Go listen to that song. You will thank me later. Literally. And number three, that's clearly the song that kind of kicked off all of this shit. And that is Like That. Feature Metro Boomin, and Future featuring, of course, Kendrick Lamar. Despite the diss, the fucking song is hard. Like, the fucking song is fucking hard, bro. Mix in what? Easy Does It and Slim Thugs, you know. Some Thug samples and of course, you know, if you grew up with like I grew up, which is Lil Wayne using that beat for Hard Body, you're accustomed to that song. But to hear it like this in this generation, fucking fire, dude. Like, and people play Future like his verse wasn't dope. His verse is kind of cool. His verse is dope. But of course, everybody talks about the well, really everybody talks about, which is Kendrick's verse. And This pretty much just kicked off everything. You know, this was the song that kicked off every fucking thing. Now, I really couldn't appreciate this song at the moment. In the moment, well, I mean, you know, because the song, okay, so Metro Boomin' and Future album came out like that Friday, and my father passed away that Sunday, so I couldn't really get into the album, like talking about it, until like the summer. So Like That, of course, was already, the beef was already engaged. But Like That became immediately like one of them songs. I was like, nah, this shit fucking fire, bro. Like, it's everywhere, it's fire, it's dope as a motherfucker. And you can't deny it. I mean, like I said, Like That is a fucking hit. It's a smash, bro. Like, and here's the thing, it didn't get played out of the battle, which is good. Because Not Like Us got played the fuck out. Like, I'm so sick of that fucking song. It's not even funny. Like That never got played out. Maybe because the song's actually dope. It is actually a good fucking song. And you can actually play it and not get tired of it. So, yeah. Like That is number three on my list. Number two, a bar song, Tipsy. Shaboozey. Shaboozey has a dope fucking album, man. Incredible album. He got another song that I was actually gonna put on this list, and I was like, nope, can't do it. I usually don't like putting too many people that's the same artist on my list, but certain songs just, you know. But a bar song, Tipsy, by Shaboozey. He goes on tour this year, I don't know if he's going on tour next year, but if he does, I might have to buy a ticket to go see that show. Because this album is dope as a motherfucker. And this song is fire. Like, this song is a song you can actually play, and it's not like some country music shit, even though it's country music, but it feels like a song that could just generate to everyone. It's not just a you have to love country music song. It's a dope ass fucking song. So a bar song is one of the best songs of the year. And anybody that sits there and tries to tell you that it's not, you're lying. Shaboozey should get all the love and respect that he's getting right now. Now again, the Country Music Awards, and I want to say this when I was doing the Beyoncé song. The Country Music Awards doing what they did to him, or and even Beyoncé. It is what it is. I don't think you should get mad at them because at the end of the day, they make the awards and they have their own process of making awards. But if he wins Grammys this year from this song, it just shows you how little I don't say how little, but it shows you particularly the line in the sand and how far you can physically go. This song was everywhere, dude, and it's one of the best songs of the year. And it's crazy that this song and Shaboozey himself did not get any Country Music Awards, which he's trying to be a part of that world. And they shelled him, and they shelled him from getting those awards. And it's kind of fucked up to sit there and say that the man didn't get any awards from the Country Music Awards when he's one of you. He's one of you, and yet you chose to not give him the love. Same thing with, well, and unlike Beyonce, who's not part of country music, I get why you don't give it to her. I get it. I know a lot of people don't, but I get it. But Shaboozey's one of you. He is a country music artist. So to sit there and not give him any love for that is kind of crazy. So yeah, a bar song is one of the best songs of the year, man. I'm so proud of that, man. And hopefully, like I said, if he goes on tour next year, I probably have to go pull up on the tour, man. I might have to go watch the show, man. It might have to happen, man. His album is dope, though. He got another song with Big X the Plug, man. That shit's so fucking fire. Drink Don't Need No Mix. Pff, that's my shit. That's my shit, man. And number one. You already know who's about to be number one. And that is J. Cole. And that is Traitor Truth in Ibiza. The peace, the tranquility of this song, man, is so dope. J. Cole, when he is rapping and he's got a, you know, pretty much reflecting on where he's at now in his career and can go back in time and tell you a story that you just never heard of before. It sounds so crazy to hear Trey the Truth and J. Cole's in Ibiza together in 2011. But then you see the fucking video and you see it and you're like, oh my, that shit really happened. J. Cole's one of the best rappers in the game. Like I said, repeatedly through this list. And I think people are going to really miss him when he's gone. There's a lot of rappers I feel like people try to push out because you just don't like them right now. But when they're gone, you can feel the impact. You can feel that they're gone. And he's one of those artists I feel like you're gonna feel that he's gone. And one of those songs is this one. He's got so many classics. The fact that he put, Friday Night Lights on, streaming services this year, music platforms, and I'm listening to 2D for the I'm listening to 2D for the intro when I feel like it. That shit is crazy, man. Like, he got songs like Tears for ODB, and this is one of those songs that now adds into his catalog. Love Yours and stuff like that. So this is one of those songs that adds into his catalog and pretty much his discography of songs quality and greatness. So I think that it's one of those songs, man. To Trade the Truth and the Bees is the dope one of the dopest songs of the year. So let's recap this list before I get off this motherfucker. But number one, Trade the Truth and the Bees, J. Cole. Number two, A Bar Song, Tipsy, Shaboozey. Number three, Like That, Metro Boomin, Future, and Kendrick Lamar. Number four, Pie, J. Cole featuring Daylight and Ab Solo. Number five, Circadian Rhythm, Drizzy Drake. Number six, A Plate of Collard Greens, Daylight and J. Cole. Number seven, Push Ups by Drake. Number eight, A Lover, Gorilla featuring T-Pain. Number nine, 16 Carriages, Beyonce. And number 10 is Luther, Kendrick Lamar featuring SZA. That is the end of Life and Times of Music of 2024. Yeah. I'll be back next year. I will be back in a couple weeks with a new artist breakdown. A new artist breakdown. And it will be. Who haven't I done? Who haven't I done? Huh. That's a hard one. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes. That would be the next hardest breakdown. And I'll be doing a top 10 list with him. And the debate will be Snoop Dogg versus Busta Rhymes. That sounds so wild and so crazy. And I gotta now see how that shit gonna pan out. That sounds like a wild ass breakdown. Y'all didn't sound like a crazy ass debate. Snoop Dogg versus Busta Rhymes. That's a crazy ass debate. It's happening though. Busta Rhymes is getting one. DMX is getting one. I always say I was gonna do one of DMX. I will be doing bringing back my label breakdowns. I did already one on Rockefeller. I've done one on Cash Money, Young Money. The other one will be on Motown. That's coming soon. 2025 is gonna be a interesting breakdown year for me as a podcaster, but Life of Times Music, like I said, I will be doing my Life of Times with movies coming soon. So I'll be doing my own, my actor breakdown, I guess if you want to say that. And then of course, my top 10 movies up there. And I'll be doing actors debates. So which is gonna be crazy to sit there and see. So I cannot wait. And the first actor I can tell y'all right now that is gonna be is Denzel Washington. I just wanted to do that because it makes sense. It's Denzel Washington. Why the fuck would I not do that? But until next time, I am Brandon Janu. This has been Life and Times for Music. 2024 is officially over for me when it comes to Life and Times Music, but I'll be back tomorrow for three episodes. Wrestling Life, Point of View of Random Shit, and of course, the ending of season 10 and the ending of this year. So until next time, man, I am Brandon Janu. Peace.